A lot of us have memories of our first car. Maybe it was the Gremlin your grandmother gave you, or that 1982 Toyota Corolla you bought in the 90s. Christine Park's first car is the Cadillac XTS, and it's on display at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. NPR's Sonari Glinton has her story.
For a car designer, there's probably no scarier time than auto show time. There's probably no scarier auto show than the Detroit Auto Show. It's kind of like report card day for car designers.
How about, would you like to sit in it? No, you can. Okay, sit in the driver's seat. Yes.
Christine Park is senior creative designer with Cadillac. There doesn't appear to be much that scares her. She's very eager to show off the Cadillac XTS.
Take a look at the main line here, that horizontal line that sets the tone of the interior. Above it, see how clean the surface is. And it's that cleanliness creates this calming, serenity effect to the entire interior.
Park led the design of the interior of the Cadillac XTS, which is pretty impressive since she's only 28 and she graduated from design school 6 years ago.
There aren't many women designers in car design industry. I don't know if you know that, but it's a very male-dominated field. So it's something that people don't expect.
Park, who's from the San Francisco Bay Area, says she didn't expect this life for herself. She's always known that she wanted to do something creative, but she didn't know what.
I kind of tampered with fashion for a little bit when I was in high school. I remember taking summer classes, like high school fashion class, loved it. Until
she bought a sewing machine and realized that she couldn't sew. That's when she met a professor at Art Center College of Design in Pasadena. It's kind of like the Harvard of car design school.
He told me about what a car designer does. He took me out to a parking lot, and he started describing to me the character lines, the proportion, the wheelbase. I did not know what he was talking about, but it was really inspiring.
From that moment on, she was hooked.
Up until that point, I had no idea that there was a designer behind a car, that there was an artist, that car is an art. Wow, are you telling me that I can utilize my artistic talent to create this machinery, this moving art?
Park ended up going to Art Center College of Design. She interned for General Motors while she was in school, and essentially, she never left. Park says she considers herself an artist that can influence a part of a customer's life. She thinks about every little thing.
The placement of the cup holders. Is this too far? Is this too close? Is the steering wheel in the right place? Is the shifter and the steering wheel, that connection, that, the distance, is that right?
If she gets it right, or the car designer gets it right, it's something that will live with the customer for a long time. The way you remember your first car.
That's the power of design. People are just emotionally drawn to it. You make a connection through the shapes, and you can't pinpoint exactly what it is about the car, but you just fall in love with the car.
The auto show is Christine Park's first chance to get to create an emotional connection with customers. This is her first car.
When I first saw the prototype, I almost cried. I really did, because it's such an emotional experience, and for me to have this type of opportunity, it's a true blessing.
To be able to sit in the car that you made.
Right. And to tell somebody, I did that, and I designed that.
Park says you should think of your car as a work of art. The person who designed it certainly does. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.